With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. President Donald Trump stumped in Great Falls yesterday afternoon, hitting on the highlights of his first year and a half in office, and once in a while railing against Montana Democratic Senator John Tester. There were lots of thumbs-ups, Make America Great Again hats, shirts, and banners. Before Trump took the stage in the Four Seasons Arena, local Republican heavyweights warmed up the crowd of around 6,600 packed in the stadium seats. Among them, Republican Attorney General Tim Fox.
Are you excited to see our president? Absolutely.
Fox, like the state Republican Party chair and the Republican Secretary of State who spoke before him, laid into an attack on Tester.
He voted against Neil Gorsuch confirmation.
Trump first hinted he'd campaign against Tester in Montana after Tester played a role in knocking off the president's pick to lead the Veterans Administration, Ronnie Jackson. And now that Tester has an opponent for his Senate seat in Republican Matt Rosendale, Trump's grudge has a political counterweight to lean into.
A very special person ran an incredible primary, wouldn't you say? Hey, he's going to be your next senator from the incredible state of Montana. Matt Rosendale, come up, Matt. Come up, Matt.
At the president's call, Matt Rosendale, the current state auditor, stepped onto the podium, his striped red and silver tie pairing with the president's customary solid red. He didn't say anything he hadn't said before, but this time Rosendale said it with the president at his back.
I will fight for you every day because I mean business about standing with President Trump to make America great again. Because what's good for America is great for Montana. Today, I ask for your vote so that I can help President Trump continue his good work.
The locals' remarks were brief. The crowd was not waving signs or buying merchandise with their names printed on it in bold lettering. This was Trump's show. He hit Tester on not supporting the tax cuts passed by the GOP, and for opposing the travel ban for people from predominantly Muslim countries. Trump talked about Ronnie Jackson, his VA pick, who withdrew his nomination after Tester released colleagues' allegations that he drank on the job and was loose with prescriptions. Then Trump turned to red meat war stories of his campaign and presidency. He talked about Hillary Clinton. The crowd chanted, "Lock her up." Trump riffed on his distaste for political correctness and, pointing to the press box, complained about how the media unfairly treats him and his supporters. Whatever line he tossed into the crowd got eaten.
Instead of apologizing for America, we are standing up for America, and we are standing up for our great American flag. Hey, how about the NFL? Look, I don't want to cause controversy.
After speaking for a little more than an hour and a half, Trump signed off with a final chant of Make America Great Again. Then he lingered. He waved and pointed into the crowd. He shook hands with a couple of people in the front row, and as he walked out of the stadium, raised his right fist into the air. Before any of that, thousands of people, including Ursula Wilson from Butte, lined up for more than a mile to get in to see Trump.
I'm glad Trump got in. I'm glad he's doing what he can. He needs more support from his party also, besides the average day, everyday American. And we're just trying to do what's right for America, keeping it strong, healthy, and free. It's great. It's just like family, really. You talk to people that aren't even in your city or where you're coming from, and everybody's got the same spirit to keep America going.
Trump was the main draw for the crowd. Like many others at the rally, Wilson didn't know much about who Trump was stumping for, Matt Rosendale.
He's following Trump's theme.
As Rosendale tries to unseat two-term Senator John Tester, his earliest rallying cry had little to do with himself. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.